Hello, Gemini friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Gemini May 2024 astrology horoscope forecast. I'm calling the theme of this month, Jupiter explodes into Gemini. Be very excited. Plus, of course, we have days plus a massive amount of energy in Aries that is so good for you. We've got so much to talk about, and we're going to take it piece by piece. This is for you if Gemini is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other Gemini placement that you're listening for. What we're going to talk about here is part of your astrological picture. If you're a very late degree Gemini friend, so birthdays like June 15th through the rest of the sign, or Gemini degrees like 23 degrees through the rest of the sign, I suggest you additionally listen to my Cancer report, as your very late degree friends will benefit from both readings. There are three quick foundational points that I want to tell you about this month before we look at the chart and go specifically into the lines of energy that are most relevant for you to know to make the most of this very, very exciting month. This is an exciting month for everybody, but it has so much extra stuff for Gemini. So we'll take that piece by piece. But the three things we need to know to lay a good foundation are: the first is this is a robustly positive month from the perspective of the aspects. Aspects are mathematical connections that the planets make to each other. And certain mathematical connections are salty, as I like to call them, where they're not getting along. We don't have very many of those this month. And some of them are sweet, and we have a ton of those this month. So that's the first thing to know. That's one layer of our story that's very exciting. The second layer is that we are getting out of the heat of eclipse season, but we still do have, you know, that 4 to 6 weeks after the last eclipse, which was April 8th. So really all of May is prime time to still get news and information and events coming from the March and April eclipses. Now, fortunately for Gemini, these are in really good angles for you. But of course, that's just speaking to your Gemini placements. They could be in challenged angles for some of your other placements, which I can't see in the report. But strictly from the Gemini perspective, hopefully these eclipses have been full of opportunities for you to step into your highest expression, as that is the intention as they move along this ecliptic, it's called. And they, you know, give you chances to clear karma and step into your highest purpose. So I'm not going to get into the eclipses in this report. I do that in my March and April reports, and I also have a special page if you want to understand what's going on. These are very important because they started in early 2023. The storylines go until middle of 2025. We're at a hot spot every 6 months, which we're just kind of getting out of. So it might be good to know these things. If you can, you can look into this at anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses. And I will explain where the eclipses are, and I'll give you specific videos to watch for your sun sign, your rising sun, etc. So you can check all that out there. That information is also in the notes underneath the podcast. I'll give it to you later. And in the YouTube video, click on more dot, dot, dot underneath the YouTube title, and then click on more again. And that will reveal the notes that have all the links that I refer to. Last piece to know before we launch into all of our detailed info is that we are stepping out of the Mercury retrograde, which is exciting for many reasons. We had all of this Aries energy in March and April, but it's been really hard to do too much with it. Out in the world has been more close to us, like getting projects done very close to us, because Mercury retrograde is running interference. We can only go so far or do so much because April 1st through April 25th, Mercury was in retrograde. But now every day after April 25th, it's getting out of that shadow period, and we're more free to be able to make decisions from the things that happen from the eclipses, you know, launch into all of these choices and new directions that these Aries placements and the eclipses are bringing us, and now Jupiter in your sign may be bringing you. So by the time we get to May 13th, that is the last day of the shadow period of the post-shadow transit. So May 14th through the middle of July is our last big open period, free from personal planet retrogrades for the whole year. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com to sign up for my secret star portal to get access to my retrograde direct calendar for the year if you want to have it for your planning purposes. But I can tell you, you know, this, that we won't have very many opportunities for the rest of the year and even into early next year for big like pushes forward, because it is going to be a very retrograde type of a time. But not for this time. Mid-May through the middle of July, you're really, everything is set to soar forward in a big way. And part of that is because of all of this Aries energy. So let's take this piece by piece. Mars, Hygieia, transiting North Node, Mercury, Chiron, and Eris, all in Aries. Chiron and Eris are there in the long term, transiting North Node there for, you know, until next year. And the other ones are shorter term transits, but very powerful, bringing ambition, motivation, inspiration, oomph. Mars is there bringing obsession. You know, Aries is a very obsessive energy. So you may notice March, April, and May, you've been very hot on certain things. And, you know, that will continue. So anything that you can get done or push forward, especially, you know, in those dates that I gave you, that Aries energy is going to be really helpful. And it makes 60 degree angles for Gemini. So all of those placements, as they come into exact degree with your Gemini placement, gives you a chance to improve your vitality, revamp your life, change your relationship with your body, improve your finances, transform your relationships, show up with more of what you're bringing and sort out what exactly that is, you know, get things happening with your health that need to happen. And a lot of this is centered around the 11th house, which is where these Aries planets are clustered for Gemini, which has to do with social scenes, online social platforms, social connections, community projects, online things, your place in a group. So basically you being part of a community. So this is a very big community time and you feeling like you're lending your voice or getting involved in fulfilling interactions with other people is very much enhanced. This is also your friendship house. So things, notable things about your friendships and other relationships are going to be coming in a big way. This is a networking placement. So if you have something you need to do, you may find it through networking at this time. Geminis tend to be social, but you know, we do have our introverted Geminis. This might be a month where you've got to push yourself a little bit because the opportunities will come from interactions with other people. And if you block yourself off completely, then you may miss opportunities. Okay, so the Aries energy can be kind of combative and assertive. So just kind of watch out for that. But in general, you know, this is like especially good for Gemini and you can really make the most of this motivation because as these planets shift, they'll go into Taurus. Mercury will go into Taurus. Venus is already there. The Sun is there. Those are all short-term placements. They'll blow through pretty quickly and then they'll get to Gemini, which we'll get up to soon. They will meet Jupiter and Uranus there. So this is a very big time for Taurus placements and for the 12th house for Gemini. So let's look at all of these layers. When planets move through Taurus, it brings a calm, a grounded, a logical, a planned, a strategic approach. So we've got Aries, Taurus, and Gemini energy featured this month. It's quite a menagerie of different combinations, but it can be very helpful because it's a diverse range of things that you need for pulling through projects. So you've got Aries, the initiation, you've got Taurus, the follow through, and you've got Gemini, the bringing it out into, you know, whatever you're going to do with it. So all of this Taurus energy wants you to ground something in, wants you to get stable, wants you to meditate. And this is something that if you haven't already implemented some sort of meditation or some sort of center practice, Gemini needs this more than a lot of the other signs even because you move in a spiral. You know, you're mutable. So you're over here now, I'm over here. Hey, I'm over here now, right? And that's, you know, a lot of the things that we love about Geminis. I'm a Sag, I have the same energy, I get it. But from being the person having that experience, your job and this Taurus energy, what it wants you to do is to build this column of light or be aware of the column of light you already have within you and just feed bricks into this column so that you have a more stable, certain source for all of your other stuff to spiral around. Okay, so let the opportunities to do that bring that Aries action-orientedness into action to do something about this, okay? And meditation can help, is the point. Any type of meditative practice, you know, daily aware eating, just focusing on one thing at a time. Geminis are one of the great multitaskers of the zodiac, and that can be good, but it spins you out. So even if it's just for a few minutes a day where you're just doing one thing at a time, it will let your brain heal, it will let your nervous system heal, and it will prepare you to do more with all of this awesome energy. So we are going to have birthdays starting this month. Happy birthday to my Gemini friends who are May born and then soon for my June born friends. Before your birthday, you have this massive congregation of energy in the 12th house. So all these Taurus placements are in your 12th house. This is the house of your intuition. This is the house of your dreams at night, your subconscious mind, your psychological space, your intuitive space, your psychic space, the place where all that is, basically, the cosmic soup is. And so sometimes you can get to thinking a lot and get a little bit you know, thrown off or feel off in the time before your birthday because there's so much commotion, more than usual, rumping and bumping around in your mental space. So this might be a situation where having more physical activity, and this kind of feeds us back into this networking and group thing. Group sports or things that you do physically in a group together can be really good for grounding out all of the chaotic energy that's rolling through your mental space right now. So if you have not been getting exercise, this might be your little, you know, breadcrumb through the forest from the universe, from me being the agent here, to help you get on track. You know, you'll definitely have more peace when you can get more physical activity, if that's a possibility for your situation. It will help you to be more clear about the things you want so that you're ready for your birthday wishes. Write your birthday wishes down, say them out loud, feel them as if they've already come true. If you are a Gemini placement other than Sun, you still get birthday intentions during the time that the Sun crosses over your Gemini placement. The difference between a wish and an intention is this. A wish, you're surrendering and asking for something to be brought to you. An intention is you saying, I'm going to do this. And birthday Geminis, you can do both very strongly. The ones who are not the Sun, you can, of course, make wishes at any time. But there is something specific about, you know, the birthday wish that involves this, like, surrender, you know. So birthday wishes and intentions are very strong. You can set your intentions for other Gemini placements. And what this heavy 12th house can help you do is to figure out the things you don't want so that you can intend or wish in the things you do want. Just a couple of dates and some other things I want to tell you about the Taurus energy before we move on to the long-awaited Gemini transits and stories. So we've got a lot of activity in Taurus from the perspective of combinations of planets, okay? So let's talk about the challenged ones first. And when I say challenged, I kind of only half mean that, because we've got three conjunctions with the planet Uranus, which can bring surprises and upsets and jostling. Okay, so the Sun, Venus, and Mercury in that order on May 13th, May 18th, and May 29th. By the way, if you like all these written down and like to see this, you know, the dates that I give you plus more dates, go to anniehelpsyou.com, put your email address and name in there, get the welcome letter, take the archive link and put May 2024 astrology in, and then you can get the written version of this if I'm going too fast for the dates. But May 13th, 18th, and 29th, the Sun, and then Venus, and then Mercury will come and cross over Uranus at 23 degrees. It will move to 23 degrees by that time. And this can bring many possibilities. This is like a lightning strike energy. So something that seems to zap out of the blue, sudden upsets or stability being questioned is a common way they manifest. But the sudden energy can also bring something amazing, like amazing news, amazing money coming in, you know, an inventive solution or a random surprise that is welcome. You want to guard yourself more carefully at these times because it increases the odds of sudden jostling, which could be physical. So, you know, just protect yourself with presence and awareness as much as possible. There's a affirmation from a teacher that I love. Her name is Florence Scovel Shin. And she has an affirmation that says, when I'm unmoved by appearances, appearances move. And I love that. And I go back to this a lot. Sometimes when we have an upset, we come to conclusions about what we think it means. And a lot of the time, it doesn't mean any of those things. And we take it further than it needs to go, right? So this affirmation helps to support if something jostling comes in, that before we get ahead of ourselves, we just sort of stay in, okay, I'm unmoved by appearances. Appearances can move. And sometimes something turns out to not be as it seems, and it helps us to stay calm in the process of getting the rest of the information that help us to see really what's going on. All of this is happening in your house of your unconscious mind. So, you know, these can be sudden insights, sudden breakthroughs, sudden revelations, sudden discoveries. It makes it exceptionally good for inner work, because you can break through something if you're working on your psyche, doing psychological support, using, you know, constitutional homeopathy, you know, doing EMDR or PTSD, other PTSD stuff, EFT. You can look this up. It's a fabulous tool. You know, all of these are really great resources for working with your subconscious mind and clearing patterns that have been locking you in, you know, the karmic Vulcan death grip. But this Uranus energy can actually clear those patterns really quickly. So a good way to use the energy purposefully is knowing that this can happen more at this time, is to do the inner work, because that it increases the odds that you'll have the breakthrough. Now, along the same lines of the connections that we're talking about with these Taurus planets, we actually have two of the luckiest aspects of the whole year in this month. Okay, so the first is going to be on May 18th, and the next is May 23rd, and that's going to be when the Sun, first the Sun, and then Venus, connect with Jupiter. Jupiter, the great benefic, the protector of the realm, the gas giant that stops the outer planets from coming in and smashing the Earth and sucking them all into the Sun. Yeah, that's true. The archetypal energy of Jupiter was always talked about as this protector for, you know, thousands of years. Since recorded history, we find the story of Jupiter. And astronomers now know that it's true that the gravitational field of Jupiter actually does keep the outer planets from smashing in the inner planets. So yeah, it was a protector. And astrology is connected with astronomy in more ways that we're still discovering. But either way, Venus, ruling love, beauty, and money, and self-esteem, and all of those goodies, nurturance, and all of that, plus the Sun, which rules vitality and expression, coming together with a great benefic expander amplifier. So those are super lucky times. And again, you can have very major breakthroughs. Okay, so that period of time of stability when the planets are moving through Taurus will pass, and it will erupt into Mercury, Venus, and the Sun towards the end of the month, starting from the 21st on in succession. They're all going to go into Gemini. And then on the 26th, Jupiter's going to join them. Now, the difference between those three inner planets and Jupiter is that those inner planets will blow through this first house, meaning, you know, May, a little bit into June, we're just kind of feeling the energy of these planets here in Gemini, and then they'll pass. But Jupiter, when it comes now, is going to stay until June of 2025 in your sign. Once every 12 years, we get Jupiter in our sign. So it's pretty exciting. First thing to know is that all that Gemini energy is going to spiral you out. So that need for that column of light, groundedness that we talked about, ever more important. This is going to explode everything into short and long-term information, prolific research. Geminis love to gather information and love to disseminate information. So more taking in of information, more putting out of information, prolific expression, writing, speaking, connecting with others, friendships, social circles, social groups, all of that very much highlighted. Mobility. If you have been having trouble with your mobility, it's possible you could find some solutions at this time. If you, whether that's physically, like with something with your body's going on, or whether that's because you need a vehicle or something different happens, it could mean travel. It could mean now you're driving around more than ever, or, you know, taking short trips or long trips, because we do have a Sagittarius full moon, which we'll talk about. So just the energy of motion and commotion is going to get very, very strong in the short term and the long term. Now, all of these planets will be in your first house. This is the house of Aries. A lot of Aries energy happening already in the sky. We talked about that. But specifically for Gemini, there's extra Aries energy because the Gemini planets will flood your Aries house. So this, again, very strongly brings in your physical body, your what you're putting out into the world, how people see you, your image. Who is work? You know, if you identify with being an artist, but you're an architect, this transit, short-term and long-term, will help you really redefine how you want to be known and fine-tune that and create what you've always wanted. There were a lot of people that knew me as a, you know, sort of a real estate landlord sort of entrepreneur. And then when it was decided by the universe that I needed to be doing healing work, I moved to a place, and every time everyone asked what I did, I told them the things that I wanted to bring more of in my life. And this is very much first house, where you start identifying with something more than something else about yourself. And that building process is how people know you. And now everybody knows me as an astrologer, right? And part of the Jupiterian building process was part of what happened there. So if you're wanting to build an image of something that you resonate with, that you identify with, this short-term transit in May, extended for the whole year because of, you know, Jupiter in your sign, is going to help you redefine who you are and what you bring into the world. It's going to enhance your connection to your physical body and hopefully enhance your health if you make good decisions that way. All of this Gemini energy can put extra duress on your wrists and your respiratory tract, like your arms, neck, wrist, kind of that flow in your respiratory tract. So just be extra supportive there. Right. The last date that I want to talk about are the dates around May 21st. I told you that May 21st, 22nd, 23rd have a lot going on. We've kind of pieced together that. But on May 21st, one of the things we have is the full moon at 3 degrees of Sagittarius. Fullness, completion, fruition, drama coming to everything Sagittarius, teaching, learning, you know, long distance travel, immigration, different cultures, different countries, different languages, creative solutions, all of that Saggy stuff, adventure, expansion, broadening horizons, all of that can come to fruition. You may find yourself packing and getting ready to go international. Keep your passport handy. And if you're listening to this early, get your, you know, all your ducks in a row just in case an opportunity comes. Specifically for Gemini, that full moon energy will enhance your seventh house of relationships. So you may see some drama, for better or worse. Maybe a really fun time could occur. Maybe something very notable in your relationship, something coming to fruition, a very big deal happening in your relationship space as you prepare for your next adventure. So I've given you some dates that are relevant this month. If you love more dates and want to know the aspects and how they may manifest, then definitely sign up for my free VIP community at anniehelpsyou.com. Just put your name and email address there. And then when you're in the, you'll get the welcome letter. Then you click on the archives and you can put whatever month you're looking for and it will be there. Then you can access my secret star portal, which has all extra content plus early content plus my written horoscopes and so much more. And if you want to learn astrology with me, including my basics course or my Become a Professional Astrologer Mastery Certification course, you can up-level there. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com/eclipses to understand the eclipse rhythm that's at play. Even when we're not in eclipse season, you can see what storylines are happening for the years of each eclipse story. And for my easy access player, go to anniehelpsyou.com/astrology. And whatever is current, this is constantly updating. So my podcast playlist will be there. My video playlist will be there. And if there's any videos that need timestamp, it will be somewhere there. If you're on YouTube, make sure you click the bell because that will be how you get my notifications right into your inbox. If you're subscribed but you didn't click the bell, then you might not be hearing from me. But if you click the bell, then you can. And you can always look in the notes underneath the podcast or the notes underneath the video by clicking the little more button underneath the video title and then clicking more again to reveal the notes. So I hope you have a wonderful month and I'll see you next month. Bye.